Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for InnovativeWellness.Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, InnovativeWellness.Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. InnovativeWellness.Center. At 515-355-3200. All right, good evening. Welcome aboard. It is another edition, Sports Overnight America. Across the country, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Smart Radio, and around the globe on the American Forces Radio Network. Marty Terrell, Tuesday into a Wednesday. Jen and Jeff, we alternate throughout the overnight hours, and we are glad you're with us here on Sports Byline Broadcast. We are presented in part by Rocket Mortgage with $10,000 down towards your closing costs. That's right. Check it out at rocketmortgage.com. I got a big show today. Obviously, the Stanley Cup final and the cup awarded and earned by the Florida Panthers in a riveting finish. I mean, really, just not as good as sudden death overtime. But I tell you what, the last 3 minutes, and I thought, again, Sean McDonough just had an epic call. It was great. And, you know, listen, five straight years, the state of Florida has had teams in the Stanley Cup Finals. Twice, Lightning, they won two, lost one, and now you got the Panthers 1-1. That state of Florida, my Lord, Kachuk, outstanding. They got it right with Connor McDavid getting the Conn Smythe. You know, I mean, a lot of people thought, well, how can you give it to the losing team? Because you do. I mean, he was the quote-unquote MVP. It's not just the finals either. Conn Smythe is all about the postseason. And, you know, the argument that Sergei Bobrovsky, the Florida Panther goaltender, he finished fourth in the voting, okay? So, listen, out of 17 ballots of writers, Connor McDavid got first, number one on 16 of 17. It's not an argument, so I'm not going to get sucked into that because it's not an argument. They gave it to the right guy. I thought Edmonton... Man, oh, man, as far as runner-up goes, no one remembers, right? I mean, the old 22 immutable laws of marketing, who was first? Hertz and then, you know, Avis. Avis, you know, admitted they were second, and they that's how they market themselves. I think we'll remember for a while Edmonton. I do. I think there's some shelf life. That was just a epic performance by that organization being 3-0 down. Their fans, they came across the border, exchange rate not in their favor. They paid anything and everything for tickets. They owned what I was told, Central and South Florida. You couldn't escape the orange, white, and blue of the Edmonton Oilers. I'm Marty Terrell. Hey, we're going to kick it off with Erica Robinson Harbo. I'll tell you who she is. She's got an Olympic angle to the show. We're coming back. Lonely and I was crying. Hurting, I felt like.
If you need bold banners to boost your business, but you're on a budget, think Staples. Because now at Staples, you can save up to $50 on your print purchase. From posters and flyers to signs and menus, Staples can print anything you need to move your business forward. And with Staples Print Perfect Guarantee, it's done right or it's printed again free. Plus, same-day service is available on hundreds of items if you order by noon. Get it printed right at Staples. And now get up to $50 off your print purchase. And 7-6, visit staples.com/print for details.
Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for InnovativeWellness.Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, InnovativeWellness.Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around.
They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. InnovativeWellness.center at 515-355-3200.
You hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, CarShield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call CarShield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with CarShield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-425-2317. 800-425-2317. That's 800-425-2317.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
All right, talking the world of sports here across the country here on iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and many other streaming outlets. Our great affiliates, too, WGCH in the Gold Coast of Connecticut, New York. You got Mamaroneck, you've got Rye, you've got Bedford, Bedford Falls, Tuxedo Park, and then Greenwich, and then Westport, and Darien, and on and on, and Norwalk. So we're just very grateful, and thanks to Rob Small, the folks at WGCH, a great affiliate. All right, let's get her in here, and I'm really excited about this. Her name is Erica Robinson Harbo. She's from the Twin Cities, and she is just, I believe, landed a few hours ago back in her native Minnesota after competing out at the Olympic trials in Eugene, Oregon. Let's get her in here. Erica, Marty Terrell, thank you for coming on. We have close friends and relatives, and I am just really grateful for you to give us a few moments. How are you doing? You got to be tired. I don't care. You came through a couple time zones. You got to be exhausted. How are you?
I'm good. You know, definitely just still coming down off of an amazing experience out in Oregon over the weekend.
Yeah, and you know, you came up a little short, but you know what I want to do, Erica? I want to go through this experience, and can you, you know, we got a lot of, you know, people getting ready, you know, we're just very close to the start of the Summer Games in Paris. Can you just tell us a little bit about this, you know, we'll kind of compartmentalize this and put it in some context, but just the last 4 or 5 days, what it was like for you competing as a high jumper, and I know you won the heptathlon at the prestigious Drake Relays in Des Moines, Iowa. Your resume is outstanding, but can you kind of give us some context and compartmentalize the last 4 or 5 days? Let's hear.
Yeah, it's just been kind of a whirlwind. When you go to the trials, you know, I've been to other, you know, big track meets, U.S. championship meets, but the trials is just different. There's a different energy when people are going out there trying to make an Olympic team. And so being out in Oregon with all of the top track athletes was just an incredible experience. And seeing people that I look up to as well in the sport, it's just crazy. And you really realize all that hard work that you've put in, you know, over however many years it has been. You know, talking to other competitors, they're like, yes, I've been doing track since the second grade. For me, I didn't start track until I was a freshman in high school. But you just realize that all the hard work that you've put in, for me, in the last 10 years, is really kind of coming to its peak there at the Olympic trials. And, you know, you're getting to compete with all of the best in the U.S. at that meet.
Yeah, I mean, and I got to think, is there pressure? You know, I've heard other Olympic hopefuls and Olympic athletes themselves say, well, you know, pressure is all self-induced. I don't know. I never competed at that level. I've always, you know, just been in awe of you people. Can you just talk about the pressure where you just realize you can't make many mistakes, if any? How about that? Pressure, a lot of pressure going into this?
I mean, yes, there is. You know, there is a sense of pressure going into any big meet. But I definitely think it's just the big stage that you're on. You know, there's a lot of eyes on the competition. You know, you're competing with all of the best competitors, so, you know, it's hard. Like you said, making mistakes, there isn't really a lot of room for that. You know, just to make the final, you had to jump pretty clean through the bars. So, you know, definitely there is a level of pressure for me. You know, I'm just going out there and I'm just trying to soak up the whole experience. This is my first Olympic trials. And a lot of these people that I'm competing with, especially in the high jump, you know, have been to trials before. So, you know, they're seasoned at this. So, you know, for me, I was like, I just want to soak up the experience and really just give it my all when I'm out there. But you know, try not to put too much pressure on myself, because sometimes that can be a little debilitating to put too much pressure on it.
We're speaking to Eric and Robinson Harbaugh, high jump hopeful at the Olympic trials in Eugene, Oregon, just passed. And again, comes up short, but not in our book. Erica, I think you could really inspire some young. We're in a track and field hotbed here in Iowa and across the country, so I won't just even, you know, centralize it to the Midwest. But you've inspired a lot of young people. I mean, you went out there. You came back from a really bad foot injury, from what I'm told. Can you speak about that and just the quote-unquote, not to use a track and field parlance, but some hurdles that you had to clear medically in your recovery, and then to get where you got was simply amazing. Can you just talk about that?
Yeah, of course. So I did have to battle with a foot injury back in 2020. I was competing in a conference track meet for the NSIC, which is you know, Minnesota Division II Schools Conference, and in my hurdle race, first event of the pentathlon, I completely ruptured a ligament and basically broke my foot. Was able to have surgery right before everything shut down in 2020. Was really, you know, good in trying to PT everything back. I was, you know, getting back into training, and things were just still pretty painful. So found out that December of 2020 that I was actually going to have surgery again, as my foot surgery had failed. And so had foot surgery a second time in January of 2021, and went through the whole recovery process over again. You know, you get back into PT, you know, after being in a boot for 6 weeks, and you got to do all the things. You got to, you know, you got to do the stretching, you got to do all the exercises, and then getting back into shape for training. And, you know, it took a really long time, but finally came back. December 2021 was the first time I really got to compete again after both of those surgeries, and, you know, was able to come away with, you know, a best mark in the pentathlon, because that was indoor season, as well as the high jump. I improved 5 centimeters in that meet, and it was like, wow, all of that, all those injuries and everything, you know, I did the work. You know, it wasn't easy, it wasn't always fun, but I finally kind of, I was like, it was all worth it, because I had a personal best, you know, in 2 different events. And so that was huge for me. And it's just, you know, encouraging for those people that, you know, do have to battle through an injury. You know, it's not the end. You know, sometimes there's days where you wake up, you feel like it's the end. There are days that I was in pain. There's still days here and there that I have a little bit of foot pain. But, you know, I remember all the hard work that has got me to this point, and I just keep pushing through, because, you know, I know that there's something great out there for me if I, you know, keep working at it.
Erica Robinson Harbaugh, you know, I spoke to your mom. You don't have to comment on this, because we only got about 2.5 minutes left. And I, one of the downfalls of network radio is we have harder breaks. We've got probably a little back end. Dominic's a good guy. He might give us an extra 30 or 40 seconds. But in my conversation with your mom, Tamara, and I she sounds like your agent. She is just such a neat lady. She didn't bring up the injury, but to say it, didn't make it as an excuse. I got off the phone and I just said, these are quality people, and I'm really pulling for you. Watching on TV, we saw your name go up on the leaderboard at number 8 over the weekend. It was just really exciting. I just want to close with this. You're going to watch these Olympics. Oh, no, you're going to the Olympics. Hold the phone. You are going over there to support your competitors. Is that right? Tell me about that.
That is right. I'm very excited about that. You know, always been a dream to go to the Olympics myself, and you know, getting to watch, also going to be a really cool experience out in Paris, seeing the best not only in the U.S. like I did this weekend, but in the world.
Well, I know Concordia. Now, you went to two Concordias, right? You went to the academy, and then you went to the university. Do I have my Concordias right? Do I?
Yes, that is correct.
Well, I think you've made your alma maters very, very proud, Erica. I mean, I really am. And when you watch the high jump, let's just close with this. When you watch the high jump, what do you do? Do you kind of analyze it? I mean, you would watch it a whole lot differently than I would or anybody else. You really know how to watch the high jump. Give us a quick tip what we can look for.
Yeah, of course. Biggest thing is looking at how much energy people are bringing over bringing toward the bar, and how close they are to it, because you can have the biggest jump of your life, but if you are at the wrong distance, you're going to hit that on the way up or down. So,
listen, safe travels. I know you're going to need your rest, and you had a long sojourn out there in Eugene, out at the University of Oregon, Nike country, up to Portland, and then back home to Minneapolis and the Twin Cities. Thank you very much, and I look forward to meeting you in person, and I hope we can do this again sometime and bring you on as maybe an analyst for our track and field, and we might want to run you down after the Olympics. So thank you very much, Erica. Give your best to your mom, Tamara, and the whole family. Thank you very much. Good luck to you.
All right. Thank you for having me, Marty.
You got it. There you go, Erica Robinson-Harbo. And a wonderful family, and we were really pulling for her, really, really pulling for her. All right, we're coming back. We got Adam Whitmer. Wow, draws, scoreless draws. My Lord, what is going on with soccer? We'll update you. Adam Whitmer, straight ahead here on Sports Byline, presented by, again, our great folks at American Premium Vodka, where they say drink responsibly and celebrate even more so responsibly. I'm Marty Terrell. This is Sports Byline Broadcast. Who done it?
Stole my baby, who done it? Everyone in the room looks shady, who done it? Who stole my girl from me, yeah.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Well, obviously, we've got a lot of soccer going on right in advance of the Olympics, in advance of the World Cup being a couple years out still. But, yeah, really, Euro 2024 and Copa, and we got, what, Peru and Canada going on right now? I don't know. My head's spinning. I watched more soccer in the last, 10 days. But there again, this next guest, one of our soccer analysts, is Adam Whitmer, and he watches, and that's kind of how we bonded. Adam, welcome aboard. How are you, pal? What's going on?
Hey, not too bad. It's going to be a crazy month and a half for soccer. It's enjoyable to watch. Thanks for having me back.
How do you describe today? Describe it, and then let's go through it. I mean, France has got a little bit of egg on their face, except for Mbappe because he's got that mask on. But, I mean, this was as goofy a day. And I know England can't get out of their own way. And I didn't see what goal. Did they take down a goal from Denmark or somebody today? They scored in one of the nil-nil draws. I did not see that. And I was scrambling at game time and showtime. So maybe you can update me. But just what did you observe today? It was crazy. Let's hear.
So England survived their group. Austria was amazing. It's going to be a crazy day moving on. It's going to be crazy. People need to watch tomorrow. Group E is tied at 3-3. Romania, Belgium, Slovakia, Ukraine. That whole division's up for grabs. I mean, no team has really surprised me yet. I mean, granted, Spain won all three of their games, but it's like, Italy's been, Croatia was a big disappointment. It's like, you're top 10 in the world, what are you doing? And then Albania should have held their head high, even though they're eliminated in last. They did quite well.
Yeah, we're talking to Adam Whitmer. France, Poland, 1-1. Let's spend a little time on Austria, Netherlands. Now, you're right about that. That was crazy. And I'll just give you the ebb and flow. I think Austria scored at 6 minutes in. So they go up 1-0. It stayed 1-0 for seemingly ever. Then it was 1-1. And then I think a matter of minutes, maybe 10, maybe less than that, it goes to 2-1. Then it goes to 2-2. And then, again, another short period of time, whammo, 3-2, and then Austria was able to run out the clock and the extra time, 3-2 the final. Huge win for Austria, and the Netherlands, Holland, can't get out of their own way. I mean, they have had some epic struggles here. Where do you go with Austria?
I mean, coming into this, no team has really surprised me. Granted, Spain won three games, but it's like, their team's really disappointed me. I know Italy's already in and they play Switzerland in the next round, but it's like Spain really disappointed me. Austria, I'm going to just throw it out here now. Austria looks great going into the next round. They got to wait on the Group F runner-up, which that's going to be another crazy one. But, yeah, they're already in. And yeah, Austria looks good. That's my pick.
Again, Adam Whitmer with us going through Euro 2024. Let's look at tomorrow, and we got two matches, and I'll give out Eastern times. I'll run them through. We got two at noon Eastern, Slovakia, Romania. I don't know if you have a take on that. Ukraine and Belgium will also kick off at noon, noon East. And then we hit the 3 o'clock double header. And again, these games being played simultaneous, I know it's not optimum, but hey, four games, we'll take it. Georgia, Portugal, so Ronaldo in play, and that's going to be an interesting matchup. And then you got Czech and Turkey, the Czech Republic and Turkey, 3 o'clock start. You mentioned it right at the top of our conversation. How are you seeing tomorrow? And I want you to crystal ball it if you can. What do you think comes out of tomorrow? If you want to go through them one by one, go ahead. But four huge matches tomorrow. Let's hear.
Starting with Belgium-Ukraine, Belgium woke up. I thought they were going to have another disappointment like the last World Cup, where they got eliminated in the group stage, and they have all this talent. I mean, Kevin De Bruyne, they've got Romelu Lukaku. Yeah, they have skilled players, but it's like they just didn't click as a unit. And I was like, oh no, here we go again. These guys are just gonna drop the ball again. But yeah, their last game, they brought it together. I'm interested to see because, Ukraine stopped Romania just in their tracks after they had a win. And then the other game, Romania-Slovakia, Romania came out the gate scoring three goals. What can you do? It's going to be an interesting Group E. It's going to come down to who wants it more, pretty much.
Portugal, Georgia. If I had to do a consensus of all the soccer guys I've talked to, there's a lot of people saying Spain's going to win the whole thing. I've heard Germany because of the home country, home pitch advantage. Okay. The other one is Portugal. Are you overlooking Portugal, or what do you see their prospects, not only tomorrow, but moving forward? Where do you go with Portugal?
Portugal, I've talked to a lot of my friends, and they're on the side that Ronaldo's a hindrance to the group, and it's like, you put him on your team, what can you do? Right now they've got a game up on Turkey, and then Sefi and Georgia are tied. Who does I play tomorrow? I'm sorry,
it's okay. They play Georgia tomorrow.
They play Georgia tomorrow. I think they just gotta get it together and move on.
Well, we shall see. Again, that's a 3 o'clock kick, and then Czech and Turkey. Let's switch over to Copa. What have you seen so far in Copa other than, I thought the U.S. kind of left us with our head scratching. You know, again, I hate to say this, but, you know, it's the people that are gambling that are upset that they didn't win 5-6-0. So we won't go there. But I thought the U.S., you got to give Bolivia some credit. I thought they played with some energy. I think the U.S. did have a goal taken down, if memory serves, we're going back to Sunday night. Copa so far, what have you seen? And then give me a take on U.S., and then we'll wrap it up. What do you think?
Brazil's looking pretty sus right now. You tied to Costa Rica. Colombia looked good. So, U.S., oh, gosh. U.S. Could have had more goals in the game. I don't know if I'm sold on Bolivia playing great. U.S. could have had three goals. There was a time in the 54th minute or something that USA was driving, and the Bolivia goalie was just knocking the ball around. I'm like, you knocking it back and forth. You almost had an own goal. It's like, I don't know, dude. Uruguay is up right now on goal differential on U.S., which that one goal would have helped. I don't like to say it too much, but every goal matters, and if you get knocked out by, like, having a one goal diff, like, down the road, I don't know. It's just, I don't know, man.
Yeah, I'm looking for a live score right now. Yeah, we got Peru and Canada. They're 0-0 at 35 minutes. Chile and Argentina tonight, 9 East, 8 o'clock. You got an opinion on that game? I mean, I think Argentina is going to have, I don't know. I don't see any numbers next to it. Just give me a quick hit. We only got 30 seconds. Give me a quick hit on Argentina, Chile. What do you think? Easy win for Argentina or no?
Argentina's the favorite in the group. I'm looking at the number two with the Peru-Canada draw, or no, Peru-Chile draw. It's Canada to be the number two because they played Argentina really great. They were having, I already mentioned it, they were having fits in the first half against Argentina.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be very interesting to watch. I am going to watch tonight, and we will be locked and loaded tomorrow, and we're all over it. Four games. We gave you the games. We'll revisit that tomorrow. Good job, Adam. I'll talk to you later, my friend. Thank you.
Yeah, you as well. Thank you, Marty.
You got it. Chile, Argentina, 9 East tonight. We look forward to it. All right, we come back. We're going to talk some Hank Aaron. Of course, Willie Mays passed away, less than a week ago. And, of course, Mays and Aaron, I think, forever connected at the hip during that era. No question about that. So we'll get that rolling with a book author on Home Run 715 and how it changed baseball. We're coming back here on Sports Byline and Sports Overnight. Don't go away.
No one knows the importance of a great assist more than Lowe's and Leo Messi. That's why we've teamed up to give My Lowe's Rewards members 10 times the points when Messi makes an assist during CONMEBOL Copa America USA 2024. Activate this offer starting June 20th, so when Messi assists, you score. Shop the day after an assist to earn those extra points. Not a My Lowe's Rewards member? Join for free today. Visit Lowe's.com/Messi for more details.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted, something premium, something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together. And we will start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American. America we need right now. America. Celebrate responsibly.
Hi, this is Blake Byrne. Each Saturday night, we're talking health and fitness right here on Sports Byline USA. You can hear my podcast on the iHeartRadio as well. Hit me up on Instagram at Byrne.Blake and Twitter.
Health and fitness with Blake Byrne each Saturday night during Sports Weekend right here on Sports Byline Broadcast, iHeart, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and the American Forces Radio Network. Well, it's hard to believe it's been 50 years, a half a century, when the night in April, 50 years ago, the ball sailed through the very moist air that night over the left field wall. Tom House, Atlanta Braves relief pitcher, was there bespectacled. He had good eyesight, hauled it in, and it was the night that Babe Ruth's record fell. I believe it was ABC. I believe it was part of Monday Night Baseball, but there has been an unbelievable well-done book on the night that Hank Aaron broke the record and forever changed baseball and the world forever, 7:15 at 50. And the author is Randy Lewis Cox, and he is nice enough to join us here on the program. Randy, I'm Marty Terrell. Thanks for popping on to Sports Byline across the country and around the globe on American Forces Radio. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for having me on the program.
Well, I appreciate you. I really do. And I'll say right at the get-go, you did a heck of a job chronicling this night. I don't know where to start, but I also love the fact that you also, in part of this book, you didn't rely on anybody else. You went out and did your own. I mean, you got your own photographs, and that is a big part of this book. But, Randy, why did you write the book? You know, I always ask authors that. What was the primary motivation for you to pen this book on the great Hammer and Hank Aaron and the night that, again, baseball was changed forever? Let's hear.
Yeah, we had these negatives from the photographs that we took that night. And, you know, with the newspaper, you use, you know, 5, 6, 7, maybe as many as 10. But we had a whole roll that I had taken the negatives with me when I left the paper and went to another job. And the negatives have been sitting in a sleeve for years and years. I mean, like 47 years, and never had all of them printed up. And Hank Aaron passed away in 2021, and that prompted me to get the negatives out and have them made into digital scans, and they were very, very clear, like it was taken today. And wow. We printed them out, and it turned out to be about 44 pictures we took that night, plus we used some other photographs available through the Atlanta History Center that some other photographers had taken. And when we printed them up, we think, well, this might work out to be a book rather than just the picture. So I got right. found my publisher, Summer Game Books, and Walt Friedman, and we put it together in a more or less a chronological order of the pictures. And as we took pictures, as the pictures appear in the book, we do side stories on people like Willie Mays, Ron Capra, Buzz Capra and Ron Reed, the pitchers of record for the Braves. And it just kind of snowballed, and we put it together, and it got came out in March, and we have it in hardback and paperback, and we think it's a really the only book that just specifies just that night, plus some other side stories. A lot of books about Hank Aaron, but if you want to read the book about that night and extraneous information about it, that's the one I think to go to.
It's just phenomenal. Again, we're talking to Randy Lewis Cox, and again, he captured the, you know, really this momentous night in the history of sports in our country. 7:15 at 50 the night that Henry Aaron changed baseball and the world forever. You know, and that the backstory on the photographs just caught my attention, and you just so eloquently just pieced that together. What a great backstory. The other backstory, Randy, is I don't think people totally grasp the pressure and what Henry Aaron, what he faced knowing he was going to break, you know, the Bambino's record, Babe Ruth, I mean, synonymous with baseball, the face of baseball, bigotry, hatred, death threats. I mean, this man went through a living hell. It wasn't all joyous and free, was it? Give us some background on that.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And Hank Aaron went about it in a very precise way. He wasn't real flamboyant or show emotion. So a lot of people might not have realized a lot of this stuff was going on. He did receive a number of vile hate letters, which he chronicled in his book, I Had a Hammer, which was a bestseller years ago. But it totals out as far as the mail he got. He got more mail than any non-politician in the history of the United States Postal Service. And a small percentage was those vile hate letters, and they were just awful. But the majority of letters, according to Bob Hope, who was the publicity director for the Braves, were positive, and the kids loved him. They wanted him to beat Babe Ruth's record. He was such a great, not only a great role model, but he was a tutor even as he was playing to people like players like Dusty Baker and Ralph Garr and some of the others that were just great to them. And helped him. He always helped the players, and even after he retired, he helped develop some of the players like Chipper Jones on the Atlanta Braves, and he was just a team player all the way, and he just kept such a calmness about him. Just went about his job, and the main thing he said, I want to win the game for the Braves. I want to win the game. The home run's fine, but, you know, that's what we're playing for, to win, you know.
Randy Lewis Cox is our guest. Again, the book, The Night That Changed Baseball Forever, it's at 50 now, 50 years since 715 by Henry Aaron. A wonderful book. Here's where I want to go next. You know, with the recent passing of fellow Alabaman Willie Mays, the debate is, you know, greatest baseball player ever. Hank Aaron's in the conversation, and I heard a stat just today. You'll love this, Randy, and you probably knew this anyways. But you take away all of Hammer and Hank's career home runs, okay? Take them all away. He would still have over 3,000 hits. When I heard that stat today, that blew me away. So let there be no argument about whether this guy isn't in the conversation about an all-time great. I mean, that's an amazing stat.
Yeah, that's a great stat. I've got that in the book, and I thought that was a wonderful. You know, he got to 3,000 hits before he had the 715, and he was in a great company with Stan Musial and some of the other ones, and it was kind of cool because Stan Musial hit 3,000 hits, and then his next hit was a home run. Well, Henry did the same thing. He got 3,000 hits. His next hit was a home run, and that's a great stat that he has. I think he finished tied with Babe Ruth on that. But he got the home runs, but yet he got the hits too to win the game, win the game, and World Series. That World Series in '57. That was when I started watching the Braves, taking note of Hank Aaron and Mickey Mantle. What a great series that was, Milwaukee versus the New York Yankees.
I mean, the guy hit for average. He stole bases. You know, he had the MVP in 57 or 8. I think it was 57. I mean, the guy was the consummate five-tool player. I mean, he was. I guess I'm trying to think if there was a knock against Henry Aaron, but I don't know that there was one. I mean, did he have a weakness? Did he? I don't know. I can't find one.
I don't. I don't think so. And there's about 200 pitchers that could tell you that that he didn't have a weakness. And, you know, one of them, said sneaking a ball by Hank Aaron is like sneaking the sun by the rooster, by a rooster. So didn't know how to pitch him. Didn't know how to pitch him, but he was a great player, a great humanitarian, civil rights leader, and just a great role model for everybody. He was wonderful, and I consider this, and I say it in the book. Kurt Gowdy, you mentioned the NBC telecast. He said that this was the greatest moment in baseball history, and I have to agree with that. I thought it was great. It was just the excitement of that night. Nothing like that had happened in Atlanta, and it really put us on the map. And we had a great hero to have for the public.
Yeah, no question. And I remember it. I remember where it was. It was a Monday night, was it not? Do you know, Randy? I think it was a Monday night national telecast.
Yes, it was. It was a Monday night, and it was a little cool and a little bit rainy, but yep. The fans were. We did have a capacity crowd that night, and that way the Atlanta fans could see it on TV. It wasn't blacked out, and so everybody was watching that game. And when he hit that ball over the fence, people were just ecstatic and just gave him ovation after ovation. He'd come in and they honored him. Of course, Bowie Kuhn was not there. Monty Irvin was there to honor
right,
him from the,
right.
from
yes,
the MLB.
Right. Yeah. Bowie Kuhn would have been booed if he showed up. I guarantee you that. He would have been booed, I'm telling you. Hey, I got one more question off topic, and I hope you don't mind answering it, because you knew Hammer and Hank, but how do you think he would have reacted to this news that we're going to take the Negro League statistics and they're going to be enjoined with the Major League Baseball statistics? I think it's wonderful. I just wonder, based on what you knew about Henry, how he would take this news. I think I know the answer, but I'd like to hear from you.
Yeah, I think he would have been happy. You know, he played 1 year in the Negro Leagues. I don't think that was one of the leagues that they used for the statistics. But I'm sure he was proud of that, and he had some good friends. In fact, I believe he was the last major leaguer who played in the Negro Leagues before all of them started dropping off when Jackie Robinson broke the color barrier. So I'm sure he would have been happy. And I thought it was great that he, although the home run record, of course, is now with Barry Bonds, but he still holds the record for tied with Babe Ruth for the hits and some other great categories that shows that he was a all around hitter and player. And he was a good man on defense too. He played right field, left field, and first base, and had got some golden gloves and did quite well on defense too.
Randy, thank you so much. I really appreciate your time, and I'll give it one more plug, but we are out of time, and I just want to thank you so much for coming on. Good luck, and appreciate it. Come back sometime, would you please?
Well, I sure will. Be glad to talk to you again. We're on a little bit of a tour of the West. We're at the Texas Stadium tonight, and we're going to go to Field of Dreams and a couple other fields this summer. And we appreciate you inviting us.
Well, I'm in Iowa, and I'll try to hunt you down, and maybe we'll promote your appearance over at the Field of Dreams. Thank you very much. We're out of time. Thank you, Randy.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Okay, bye-bye.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You get back to us. Hank Aaron, The Night, again, the book that chronicles the baseball world and our own world changed forever. 7:15 at 50, now out at your favorite bookstore and Amazon. I'm Marty Terrell. We're coming back here on Sports Byline and Sports Overnight.
Keep listening for a free virus protection offer. Protect your computer from crashing and online scams. According to national research, one-third of all computers are infected with some sort of computer malware. And one-third of you have been a victim of online fraud. Protect yourself now with My Computer Works. We're an 18-year-old U.S.-based company with a 4.8 Google rating. We've helped your neighbors protect their computers for almost 20 years. And now you too can be protected for less than $1 a day. Get your total PC home support right now. Call our U.S.-based specialist right now and learn about our free offer. And remember, if we can't help you, our services cost you nothing. So call right now.
800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. That's 800-352-7618.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739. Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
All right, talking the world of sports, what we're screaming and screaming about, it's got to be Cleveland at Baltimore, right? I mean, come on, early start. I know Jeff and Jen will talk about it in the overnight, but Rodriguez, I think, hit one out of the yard, did he? Or no, he scored. Who hit it? It was Arias who knocked in two. 3-2 early on, just giving an early score. How about that? I shouldn't do that, but anyways. And, you know, listen, you've got some how about the Red Sox last night, folks? Down 6-2. And then 6-3, and then 7-6, adios. Nice job out of Boston. We'll be listening for the breakdown on that game. Yankees, Mets, Braves, Cardinals. What else do we got? Let's go out west. You know, listen, the Dodgers are playing in Chicago. Of course, they played the Cubs there, but they're playing on the south side. Even with the Dodgers and Ohtani coming in, I'm almost afraid to turn it on, NBC Sports Chicago. Because all you see is a sea of empty seats. I don't even know if Ohtani will go. That's how bad the White Sox are. I wish Reinsdorf would sell that team. But he probably won't. And then you got Cubs, Giants. And, boy, the Giants showed exactly what everyone else does. The Cubs are just – that bullpen is just brutal. I mean, just brutal. I mean, that game – at least when I was, you know, of course I was hockeyed out. I mean, listen, I was watching it, you know, just out of the corner of my eye. But you had the hockey game on and I had a Zoomer going. So, you know, you got Zoom, you got your phone going, you know, you got the hockey game on. It's like overstimulation. It's like, calm down. I'm making an admission that I probably shouldn't because I'm going to get some heat. I'm going to get some heat on this. But Dominic Jimenez, outstanding job as always, producing. Excellent job. Thanks to Randy Lewis Cox, outstanding job. Thanks to Adam Whitmer as well. And again, it was awesome to talk some Olympics with Erica Robinson-Harbo. I'm Marty Terrell. Stay with us. News and updates, rather, I should say. Rather get the interns and Dom at the top of the hour. Jeff and Jen, the riches throughout the night. 6-2 and even. Adios on Sports Byline.